Hello.
Here we are.
Yep. We're ready to have
a good show. So this is a big question. Which social media platform should you advertise on? If you're a business looking to advertise, you may have no idea which social platform is right for you. So this is your show. If you're asking yourself that question, we're going to break down three of the top social media advertising platforms. And from these three, we're going to tell you sort of the best practices and which industries work best for each one. So let's get going.
Yes, welcome to Marketing in a Mic. We are here to give you a variety of digital marketing tips, trends, useful guides, really all just to help your business get results. And by the end of today's show, you're going to have a very clear idea of which advertising platform is best for you and your business. We're also going to give you an easy to follow guide on how to get started.
Yes, this is going to be a good one. So we're going to dive right into it, and we're going to start with Instagram ads. So Instagram ads, Instagram is just powerful in itself because it's really good for the visual and creative industry. So it's even more beneficial if you have a business that can provide some sort of visual or impressionable before and after or element to your brand. Now, the majority of users actually will make purchases based on that type of visual element. So it's real important that you make sure that, hey, can I bring that to Instagram in my ads? If the answer is yes, then this is a good one for you.
True. And we're going to go over the types of industries that we found do very well with Instagram ads. So let's go ahead and cover a few of these. The first one is food and drink. Everybody's familiar with restaurants, your favorite restaurants, but really, when you get down to restaurants, bakeries, delis, catering businesses, even grocers and meal prep services, that's really becoming popular. And any of these of all sizes can greatly benefit from Instagram ads. It helps you entice the viewers with photos of ingredients, menus, dishes. I know people sometimes make fun of taking pictures of food, but I love it. And it catches, because I love food, so it's going to catch my attention. But and even if you could do some kind of time lapse on recipe prep, it's just endless.
Yeah. Let me tell you a perfect example. ButcherBox, which we're both familiar with, they did the best with the visuals. I mean, they'll put some little chicken drumsticks kind of dancing across in the ad. It's awesome. I mean, it really does. It works so well. The next one would be health, wellness, and self-care. This is kind of can be a big industry as a whole, but oh my gosh, they do so well because you think about dietitians, personal trainers, and other health and wellness organizations. They can easily benefit from using Instagram ads. In addition, let's think about makeup artists. Let's think about skincare lines, skincare centers, and other beauty brands do really well because if you can showcase your brand kind of holistically selling and helping clients and showing those after results, it speaks volumes on Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Those before and afters, I'm sold. I'm a sucker, especially for things that are popular and you know that's going well. And like right now, I think the big thing is like tanning lotion. I see that everywhere. It's like, I need it.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, definitely health, wellness, and self-care, but also just retail in general. Mm-hmm. Any place that you walk in, this is a good place to advertise. Small to medium-sized businesses, they can really hold their own with the big chains and with Instagram ads. I mean, it kind of levels the playing field a little bit.
Very much. Yeah.
Yeah. So retail works very well because it aligns perfectly with being visual. If you have something that's very eye-catching, this is the platform for you to be on. And pairing your ad with any time-sensitive deals or promos that you have, that's a surefire way to convince people to purchase now and get them get them to buying immediately.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Even when you have those countdowns of like before this ends.
You only have so much time.
Yeah. You gotta do it. So let's talk of home service is another one. So landscapers, roofing, pest control, plumbers, cleaning companies, they may think like, hey, my business isn't Instagram worthy. But they can be wrong because, you know, if you can create some sort of social proof or testimonials or having your customers actually give a testament of what you've done or before and afters. I mean, all of those businesses can show some real incredible before and afters or just showing your team. That's another thing with Instagram is they're really all about seeing the faces behind a brand. It can just be a really effective way to convert a viewer into a customer.
Yeah, and make them feel like they know you even more. Instagram is so visual, and that's what they really brought through to, you know, ads and their platform. So anything that you can show like that, you're just going to gain even more credibility and more likability even. So, all right, those are some good different industries that do well. Now let's talk about best practices. No matter who you are, you want to do these things. You want to make your product or service the focal point. It seems kind of obvious, but customers' attention can be very difficult to capture no matter what kind of advertising you're doing. So think of this again, we're talking visual, visual, visual. You want to have a simple image that catches someone's attention, a video, carousel ad. I mean, remember to make your product, you want to have that front and center. Mm-hmm. And you want to show it. If you're doing a video or something like that, you want to do it within the first 3 seconds to quickly capture your audience's attention. I mean, people are, they have no attention span these days. Zero.
No, they don't. I mean, it's got to really catch them. So another tip with this is that to put your offer or proposition in your advertising right away.
Yes.
And that way they're going to be tempted. They're going to be tempted to want to hang on and kind of keep watching it, whether it be the carousel where you swipe or the video where you want to watch to the end. And the second point we want to make is this is real important, is to create on brand, native to the platform videos and images that don't look like ads. So that's the cool thing and great thing about Instagram and some other platforms is you can create native, which just basically means it doesn't look like an ad. I mean, it could be in your Instagram stories. It could be in your feed and it looks real natural. So you're looking at it and you really don't even realize it's advertising to you. So that's real, a good tip. And also the great thing about Instagram is you don't have to make them look like ads. And how you can do that is you can add filters, you can add GIFs, you can add interactive stickers just to make it look more like a post versus an ad.
Yes. And those ads in your face are not going to annoy people on Instagram as much because they don't even realize it's part of an ad. So it's just information for them. So it may seem counterintuitive to your goals of promoting your business, but it can really help you reach more organic audiences again, because it's not in your face and your reach is a lot larger. When you create these native videos, like you mentioned, just about basic information of what you're selling, you aren't really directly selling anything. The platform's algorithm is more likely to serve them to audiences organically. In other words, it's not going, oh, I'm only going to show it to these few people because that's all it pertains to. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is more of a, you know, I guess what we call the native ads, and it can go to more people. So that just helps all around.
It does help all around. So the third point to make on this is that you want to construct a narrative with your Instagram video ad. So this is real key. So you want to keep your audience engaged. And how you do that is you set sort of, you know, we talked about this discrete advertisement, but also putting a narrative behind your Instagram video ads is so great because it kind of guides the viewers through an interesting tale or a story or whatever it is so that you're leading them to more of a conversion at the end because you're speaking to them directly. I mean, that storytelling element is a huge factor.
It is huge. And you mentioned the call to action. You have to have a call to action. And with Instagram ads, you're going to write actionable captions within your ad that adds another layer of visual enticement for your Instagram advertisers. So they know what to do, when to do it, where to go. You want to have that available to them so they're not guessing, how do I buy this?
Yeah, right. Where do I go?
Yeah, exactly. So then the fourth thing is add closed captions to your video content. Now, you've all seen these, and maybe you don't know what we're talking about, but I know you've all seen them. When you look at a video and it basically has the words, okay? Yeah. Because the thing about Instagram is on this platform, when they autoplay the video, it is muted, which mm-hmm. is kind of a pain, but when people scroll by it, it's easy for them to miss it. But if you have those closed captions words on there, users are able to read the videos and probably not as likely to ignore your post immediately.
Yes, that's very true. So we kind of put here on the screen our recap of the good industries that work well. And that's on a complete list. That's just sort of kind of the top tier, and then some ad tips to help you with your Instagram ads. So let's move on to good old Facebook. Facebook. So Facebook is another platform that certain industries do really, really well. Here's the great thing about Facebook. It not only caters to B2C businesses, but it's also a great platform for B2B businesses. Mm-hmm. So the audience reach is substantial. So for businesses who kind of want to make their brand name known, Facebook sponsored stories, video ads, and carousels are also a great way to pique someone's interest without being too invasive or direct.
Yes, exactly. And I'm looking outside, we have visitors. So I'm like, yeah, I hope they go to the back door, go to Rob's office. But anyway, sorry for the distraction. All right. And yeah, compared to other social media platform, the targeting capabilities of Facebook are amazing. Yeah. And they're highly transparent. So anyone can choose their audience. Any business has a high level of control in that instance and transparency over the audiences they target. So that is a huge part of what Facebook can offer to you as well.
Yeah, you can really kind of cast a wide net. So let's kind of jump right in about the industries that do well. E-commerce, I mean, obviously, no surprise there. So any business that relies on e-commerce is already geared towards online sales and only stands to benefit if you want to use Facebook ads and even Instagram ads too, to drive more traffic to your online storefront. So not to mention there's an unprecedented amount of people that are shopping online. I mean, we used to just be like, let me go to the website. That's still the concept, is you're going to go to the website, but the starting point has changed. And Facebook and a lot of social media has made that possible by being able to capture your audience and take them to your online store through Facebook and ads.
Most definitely. And one of the biggies, again, are health and beauty products. Oh my gosh. And the follow me ads will kill you on Facebook. Or I guess we should say this is the viewpoint of the people that are going to be advertising. These follow me ads to really kill it. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
once they click on your stuff, then you have them. So they've really grown in popularity. Oh my gosh, everything from fat loss, weight loss, any kind of cream that's going to solve all those problems with your wrinkles and anyway, I mean, it's just endless, and it's a sector that's just doing well all across the board. And because of this, Facebook ad campaigns are just very effective right now within the health and wellness products.
That's right. They're targeting us women, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like, how'd this end up there? Oh yeah, I must have stopped on it for 2 seconds.
Exactly. They saw me pause.
Yeah.
Another industry is education. So many universities and colleges, and I've seen this, it's done quite well. They use organic and paid advertising on these sites to kind of bring up application numbers and encourage campus visits and just bring more exposure. So once on campus, these universities can use social networking sites as platforms for advertising, such as an ongoing event or new curriculum, or, you know, just something to entice them to apply. And yes. It does well.
Yes, they really have. And kind of along the line of education, we move into coaching, coaching, consulting. Those type of agencies are really doing well. We talk about all the time, be the professional, be the expert in your industry. And this really allows you to do it. I mean, you can show your guidance and wisdom and really your expert advice, you know, on demand when people are looking for it. And people want to say, oh, looks like that person really has it going on. So where do I find more information? So across society, people are being forced to rethink their approaches and get creative in ways that they never expected. So if you're a very savvy coach or you are an expert in any field, this is a great way to funnel traffic to your website. Facebook ads, I mean, they'll just jumpstart your sales engine if you do it correctly and keep that information out there in front of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And even like webinars, it's really one of those things of anything that you're looking to push, you can put it into an ad format and kind of increase your reach. And that's another way of like setting up these webinars and all these helpful ways to entice people. So home services, again, here we are. I'm telling you, home services is another one. Because, see, Facebook ads can give local home service businesses a reach that they've never had. And ads can be targeted specific to their servicing location, which is huge. So with Facebook advertising, you know, local service providers can more effectively remind people of their services and convert more interested leads. And when you can target to the areas that you service, I mean, that's great.
Yeah. And you're targeting to these people and they see it over and over, the brand awareness. And then all of a sudden you have a following. Yeah. You have a following. They're like, in their mind, they feel like they know you. So that only helps your popularity and strengthens, you know, all of the things that you're wanting to do with creating that traffic. Mm-hmm. So these can help you decide. Now think about this. It can help you decide between you and your competitors and push them over the line to come and try your services versus your competitors. Obviously, you have to have a good ad, but also the demographics align perfectly with Facebook in who the home services is targeting. The industry target right now, the rate is showing ages 25 to 44, and that is the perfect demographic for Facebook.
Yes. Yeah. It's true. You've got like those homeowners, what you said, all those people that are right there, new families or all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Facebook advertising best practices. So again, video ads do really well.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to increasing user engagement, a video format captures attention in a way that photos and text can't really match. So when coupled with that with effective targeting and like a good call to action and the wide reach format that Facebook has, it can give you a really good return on your investment.
Yes. And we're going to come back to the same thing, though, that you have to keep in mind. Same thing as Instagram. Facebook shows these as you're scrolling through, seeing these videos, they're going to show them as soundless by default. So closed caption. You want to get those words out there and make sure that they are playing along with the images that you're seeing so you don't totally miss people.
Yeah, that's the truth. So you've got that. Now you've got the personalizing your ad. This is huge. We talked about this a little bit with Instagram. This whole concept of making it look real, either personalized or just authentic, is extremely effective. So businesses can have some sort of personalization behind their advertising, and they actually, in this case too, see a bigger return on investment. So it's another important thing to think about is how you can make it to where it just speaks right to that person viewing it.
Yes, you can actually match your products and services to a customer's profile. And obviously it requires a lot more than you just getting a prospect's name. right. In the header.
Right.
but it can definitely help match you to the people that you're wanting to reach. And it's a matter of estimating and anticipating your customers' needs. You should know that, though.
Right.
Right. And then making it possible for them to convert what you're wanting them to buy.
Exactly. So the other thing we talk about here with is, this is a really important thing.
Yes.
Creating mobile ads. And holy moly, I mean, you would think this is a no-brainer, but it's just so important to think about how everything looks on every single type of device. And so you want to make sure that your ad fits and functions with a mobile audience in mind, first and foremost. An image that's optimized for desktop can look distorted. It can get cut off. It can be all kinds of things. And it's not a great look for any kind of business. So really keep that in mind.
Yes. And you mentioned maybe create them for mobile first and foremost. That I think that's a huge thing that you mentioned, because everybody, I would say, I don't even know the stats, but it's up there. 80-90% of people are going to be looking on their mobile phones at this stuff, not their desktop. So I would start there and then try to optimize it for desktop second. So keeping these small details in mind and giving mobile ads the exact specs they need will ensure greater return, because if it's something blurry and looks like, you know what, I mean, that doesn't bode well for your business. It gives a bad impression.
It does. So the third one we're going to talk about is YouTube ads. And YouTube ads, they really are kind of like a different beast in a way, but they're still super powerful. So here's the thing about YouTube: their exposure, their engagement, their versatility with their ads, and even their targeting make it a great fit for small businesses, just to get right in front of the audience. And I took your line.
Yes. You're fine. I was like, yes, I'm agreeing. I agree.
But I'll just say that, YouTube ads, they're really budget friendly. And we've talked about this on a previous show, that they are so cost effective. And it's good for small businesses because it can help them control their costs and their budget. And typically, you only pay when a user interacts with it or watches at least 30 seconds of it. So whether they click on it or watch over 30 seconds, that's how they gauge that it's been considered a view. And that's the only time when you're actually going to pay for it. If they're like, yeah, 5 seconds skipping it, you don't have to worry about it.
Yes. And again, their targeting capabilities are awesome. You can tailor it down to specific topics and keywords. I mean, even demographics such as women under 35. I mean, you can get very specific. And it's kind of different because with other platforms, they're going to be scrolling. Mm-hmm. People scroll and they see those ads come through. They may not pay attention to them. But with YouTube, whatever you're watching, that ad's right there in front of your face. It's not going anywhere as long as you're watching whatever you're watching. So it's kind of cool and positioned directly in front of the user, which is a little bit different and more effective, really.
I agree. I mean, you're right, because they're right there front and center and your ad pops up for them to see. So all right, let's move into the industries that do well with YouTube ads. Okay, retail and self-care. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're in these industries, it's like, woohoo, you've got a jackpot. So product reviews, unboxing videos, all that stuff kind of dominates YouTube. So it makes it sort of a prime advertising spot for the retail and self-care brands. Easy word, and I got tongue tied. So for example, makeup tutorial or a fashion vlog get millions of views on YouTube because they have this ability to sort of demonstrate something in front of you.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You've hit a gold mine. If you have something that you can show, and again, before and afters, we've talked about that, specifically makeup brands. I mean, there's even real young girls who are getting out there doing tutorials about makeup and making themselves look completely different each time, like different people. It's just, anyway, amazing. And it catches everyone's attention, whether it's something you're looking for or not, a lot of times. So you can also work with influencers. They'll jump on a brand if it's really popular. And that obviously is going to help, get your product reviewed and out there to more people.
Mm-hmm.
And then if makeup, retail, and self-care is not enough. We're back to the health and fitness again. Health and fitness right now is huge. And again, they can show stuff. They can show before and afters. They're using YouTube as a tool and showing people how they can improve their lifestyle right there in front of you. You don't have to guess, well, what's going to happen? They're showing you. So as a video platform, YouTube has an advantage over other publishers online because people can see exactly how to execute these plans, routines, how to prepare their next meal. There's really nothing that gets left out.
Yes.
Yeah, start to finish. So yeah. If you want to sit there and watch the whole video. Now, sometimes I'm like, can we skip this whole recipe and just give me the ingredients?
Exactly. Get to the main event. Oh, gosh. So tutorial-based or results-based ads are perfect because they kind of capture the addition of viewers who are looking for solutions. And if you think about that, so much of us, we go to YouTube, we're always looking for like a solution, like we're searching for something. Yeah. So that sort of leads us into the next industry again, which is home services. So YouTube is full of content for like home services, home and garden, those type of enthusiasts that are looking to get sort of inspiration for their next project. And it's also so much so a place where they are learning how to fix things or repair things. I know that because I did that a couple weeks ago with my water heater going out.
Oh, did you?
I tried to troubleshoot. I didn't go very far, but.
Well, but you make a good point. People may think they can do the DIY and it is on YouTube, but with the home services, they eventually people are like, I can't do it. So I got to call somebody. So you need your ad right there in front. Kind of like, did you try this and not able to do it? Call us. So give that opportunity for people who are like, I could do this myself. Well, maybe not really.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect place to put your brand for home services. You know, some of the home services are like, I don't want to hear about DIY projects because that takes business away from us. But I don't think that's necessarily true. Because
I don't think so either. Because, you know, the other thing, too, is when you go on there and I was looking at all this stuff, then I'm going and I'm looking at all their videos and all the stuff that they have up there. And it just I instantly looked at it as like, oh, these guys really know what they're talking about and they really are helpful. So I would feel more trusting to turn to them to be like, okay, they've got they know how to do what they're doing.
That's exactly right. And the trust factor can build. I mean, your credibility can go up very high with YouTube ads.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about the last one, which is technology and marketing. And this is so true because technology and marketing videos make up a large portion of YouTube content. And because consumers are always seeking out make tech reviews or how a product works or all that kind of stuff before they make a substantial purchase. And, you know, it just sort of makes sense to put your technology or marketing front and center.
Right. And it gives you a place to kind of compare. I mean, you can look at different types of things that you want to buy, you know, different types of software, different types of products. You can even learn a specific skill. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to look up something on for my iPhone. How do I do this? How do I do that? So positioning your message as a solution is key because there are so many specific needs out there that need addressed on YouTube. It's a perfect place to put those things and you become an expert, all that stuff we always talk about.
That's so true. And I can't tell you how many ads when I see them come across, they always are talking about that, like giving you that answer that you're looking for, which leads us into the YouTube best practices. So it's a little different than the other social platforms, which we've talked about because YouTube, you really got to hook fast. So the number one thing that we for the best practices is to captivate your audience fast. Keep your video ads between 15 and 60 seconds. And the first 5 to 10 seconds of your ad, ideally 6 to 7, it needs to be right where that hook is because it's designed to keep you hooked in and keep watching. Because remember, they have a point like after 5 seconds or sometimes even after 10 where they can skip it. So that's why you want to captivate them right there between that 5 to 7 second mark. So using, you know, kind of buzzwords like how to or, you know, we can help, or have you tried, you know, a bunch of this and it's failed you? Like those kind of lead-ins work well.
Yes, lead-ins, or even say, what's going to happen if you do this? We call them outcome statements. Like, what if I told you that there was an all-natural supplement that took bloating away in 10 seconds, you know, or whatever it might be? Because that speaks specifically to your audience. And yeah, again, you could even create something that says, I have created the keto fast guide to show you how to get into ketosis and burn fat fast. So it's like, if you do this, this is going to happen. So what's the outcome going to be? So yeah, you're teasing them, but yeah, you're also saying, follow me and we can get this done. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. Show me.
Yeah, it's a great hook because you're like, I'm going to tell you how to do this. And it's like, okay. So, and it's important to relate to your audience. And this comes real important when you find your target audience, because you want to create a dialogue that's relevant to your offer. And it emphasizes their pain points. Like you want to speak to them of like, I know you're struggling with this and I'm here to help you. So you want to just create that relatable scene that they're likely to identify with.
Yes, relatable scenes are, that's such a huge point. And you want to show results that someone else has achieved. So you want to have all these people lined up. Look what all these people did about whatever you're promoting. So all these real life situations and product demos and really showing the before and afters and making a story out of what was the turning point. This happened. So after they did all of these things we're telling you to do with our products you need to buy, this is what can happen if you buy our products. So it's just, it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah. It's just kind of thinking about how your customer's brain is going. And that kind of goes along with that social proof. So if you want to provide like an extended version, like this is like after you get them to through that hook. So create an extended version of, you know, with a testimonial, or this is like a part of the, of, you know, when we say like 15 seconds to 60 seconds, this is the part where you're kind of expanding on it. So you want to, you know, it's like, it's dependent upon what you're asking for, what it takes to get there. You're sort of building on that storytelling of like, all right, so here's some other things to back up to show you, like, I'm really going to help you with this.
Yes. So beyond that, we're telling users what to do, right? Am I in the right spot? We want to tell users what to do. We want to tell them to do, you know, how to act and where to click to do it. So if you show them all this cool stuff, where do I go to get this? Be literal and directional. So your call to action needs to be very easy. Make it appear right in front of their face so they have no problems finding what you're selling. Share the benefits of it and then have them act. Mm-hmm. Strengthen your offer with guarantees and big promises. So you see a guarantee or a money back guarantee and all of those kind of things. It helps a lot with the advertisement.
It sure does. Yeah, it really does. You just want to speak to them and you're right. Just like tell them what to do, where to go. So that's a wrap. So we've covered our three platforms to kind of help you get a little bit more direction on where you should advertise and, you know, a little bit of best practices on what to think about when you're setting up your ad. So, you know, if you need any help with your own advertising strategy, we'd love to talk to you and just see how we could help.
Yes, exactly. And don't forget about our podcast that goes live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can always catch the replays on Instagram. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel for more resources about your, for your digital marketing plan. We have tons of stuff out there. So we thank you for tuning in today and we will see you next time. Bye.